$10 a month for it or something like that. A little, it wasn't very much of a big house, but it was a brand new house, sort of built it, and we moved right in. We lived there a while, and then I come over here and I bought this piece of land here. I give $300 for this piece of land. I guess the house and the land together, I got about $1,000 in it.
And you said you built this house all by yourself?
Not all by myself. I had a lot of friends help me. Everybody come along, want to go fishing. I say, well, I got to do this here. Well, I was putting up some of course, I've done tore that all out and re-put it. But I was putting some ceiling right up there. The old boy came by and I said, I got to seal this room. You want to go fishing? I said, I can't go. I got to seal this room. He jumped in here and helped me seal it. And her daddy, he helped me saw it out. He'd help me saw it out. And we've all, I don't know, I guess my daddy, he helped put down some of the floor. Everybody helped.
Like, the corners and stuff, you know, where the lumber comes together, are there any special words for some of the...
No, we got the fascia boards. That's what around the corners and fascia boards. I guess they've always been called that way back. And I guess lumber don't. I mean, yeah, houses and lumber, they don't change very much. I guess. I just imagine up in Georgia they'd say about the same thing they are down here, the eaves of the house and the steps and the windows and the doors and the rafters and you know, I guess it's pretty much all over the country about the same thing. No, you take way back when they want to move cows from this county over to that county, they just drove them down here, right over here. The other side of where I-4 is, they used to drive them in there. I've seen them, hundreds of cows swim right straight across and go out on the other side. And then you see the fellers come in there with their horses and they drive them right in and get right in behind them with them horses. And they just fall off of the horse and hang on to the saddle horn. Horse drag them right on across and then they get on the other side, get back on the horse and drive the cattle on them where they're going to carry them. That's the way they had to move them. They didn't think nothing of swimming them cattle across this river. Mm-hmm. They'd wade them out as far as they go, and then they'd swim them the rest of the way.
Like, seems like they did a lot of things, you know, together.
Well, they did, yeah. If you had any time that you had something that you couldn't handle by yourself, well, you ask your neighbor. Mm-hmm. And he could come from miles around to help you. I mean, And if you want to insult him, you offer to pay him for it. And you insulted him. Yeah, that's the way it was. And the same way, back when I was a boy, if a man wanted to have on our horse, one of his horses, needed an extra horse, well, he'd just come over and borrow our horse. He didn't come over and say, I want to rent your horse for the day. He said, how about getting your horse today? Okay, go out there and harness him up and lead him out, and he'd take your horse and go and use it. And if he saw you in a tight place, he'd come over with his horse and help you out. He'd plow for you or help you fork your hay up or anything to help you out. Everybody helped everybody else. That's the reason I say people were more happier then. They didn't expect you to run over there and pay them for doing some little something. That's what they done it for, because they liked you and they want to help you get a start.